Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Every McDonald's hamburger ranked by Delicious is coming up with a head chef and intense meat and potatoes, but first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Talking about McDonald's earlier, we get this email. Best McDonald's burger is the double cheeseburger. Extra onion, no pickle, with Big Mac sauce. Hands down. Fight me. That from the Trickler up there in upstate New York.
Yeah.
That is the issue. I like the double cheeseburger, too.
Yeah, every time I just do two cheeseburgers, that's my meal.
Well, remember forever, the double cheeseburger was like $2 or something, or a dollar.
Yeah, it was cheap.
Now they call it the McDouble. You know why, Miles?
No.
They took away one of the slices of cheese.
Oh, well, that's what I like. I like the McDouble better. I don't think you need two slices of cheese.
I disagree. I'm a big cheese
guy,
though.
We'll get into this later on, but growing
I'll
up,
go with Miles.
They had quarter and 50 cent hamburger and cheeseburger days once or twice a year.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad would go and pick up 50 of them or 100 of those and stick them in our freezer out in the garage. I ate those things for like 2 months straight.
Yeah.
It was the greatest thing ever. Stick them in the microwave, 45 seconds, boom, McDonald's at home.
Yeah, my buddy Leon worked at McDonald's. He hated those days, and being a Baltimore, he hated the first day of the month. That's when they got their government check. And he was like, dude, every fool, and same thing. Yeah, let me get 40 cheeseburgers. He's like, dude, this is going to, but everybody. Yep. He would come home from those days at McDonald's angrier, and he was an angry man, but he would come home from those days angrier than you've ever seen.
If you had more than 20, you had to call in and talk to the manager to have them made, and he would give you a pickup time.
Mm-hmm. I remember those deals, too, because when I was a bartender, I worked at that liquor store. We closed at 2 a.m. I wouldn't even be hungry. I'd go over there and still get five hamburgers and go home and eat them.
Absolutely.
Time for a few birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Ola Cholas, congrats, guys, on 20 years. My husband, Shane, and I have been fans since high school. Today is his 35th birthday.
All right.
That makes you feel terrible. We've been fans since high school. He's 35 today. This last year has been a tough one for us, and I know a birthday shout-out from you guys will brighten his day. How about a Leroy Jenkins, a fish sandwich medley, and the coach giving him advice on turning 35. Love listening to you guys every day while at work and on my way home. Thank you so much, and have a great show. That from the lovely Rachel.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich.
Oh,
you know
I have a fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Ooh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe are some relish in the morning,
yes,
at noon, and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Oh, you don't want a fish sandwich?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
All right, 35 is a pretty sweet age, all right? You're still kind of young. You're not in your 40s yet. People are like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Also, though, 35, things are going to change a little bit, all right? We got to focus on sleep. We got to minimize the stress. We got to work on saving some money. Then other than that, I would say it's about time that you want to go to either QFC or Walgreens. You want to get the big bottle of Advil.
Yes. And Tums.
Guys, happy birthday to my girl, Jessie, pronounced Jessie. You're an amazing mom, wife, and friend. You bring light to all those around you. So can she get some turtle sex and a little kid fish sandwich? With love from your girl, Katie. Liquor and whores. Howdy, guys. Long-time listener, first contact. Listened for years, hoping to hear my name. Then I realized it's just something you got to do for yourself. This is my 40th trip around the sun. I've had a wild ride. I've been highly successful and equally a failure. I've attempted 3 businesses in my time. The last one was on track for 7 figures before a few speed bumps, such as life. As a 40-year-old bachelor, not a virgin, can I get an owl hitting the window, the dirty Germans talking about them working girls, and how they're going to make tonight happen, and finish it off with a fish sandwich? You guys rock. Life is a puzzle, and when it's shaken up, you can put it back together how you want. That from Mike.
Yeah, you said working girls plural, so I imagine that there's two or more. Yeah, I don't know that you'll need seven figures for what it is you're going to do, but definitely get those hourglass figures.
Yeah, speaking of the figures, so often covered in the fishnets.
Yeah.
It's the 6-inch heels. So I wonder where the girls buy them, but, you know, on Aurora.
Fredericton's Hollywood.
They all have the same look.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Did you see that, what they're doing up there now?
No.
So I guess there's some, like, they're trying to curb the prostitution, right?
Have fun with that, yeah.
So they're basically putting up, if the cops see you enough in that area picking up prostitutes, they'll put your license plate up there and be like, known John.
But if they're not going to arrest you, then most cops in most cities go, hey, we're popping you for prostitution. I do appreciate they're like, well, we're going to shame you, I guess.
What are construction workers going to do for lunch now?
I don't know. And I don't
Who's going to use the Lowe's bathroom?
Well, I don't know that the punishment is that bad. So I guess there's a lot of people that just do it all the time.
Yeah, I would think so.
But I think getting shamed, to me, that would be awful.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want somebody being like, oh, who's Steve Hill? Fairly.
Hey, what's up, Thrill? What's up, man?
Guys, I want to wish my friend Sam from Guyana happy 69th birthday. Actually, 61st, but he tells everyone 69. Nice. We carpool together daily. So he would like the dirty German telling him what he's going to do with his wife and chickens tonight. Also, a fish sandwich. That from his drinking buddy.
A filet of fish sandwich.
Yeah, I get the feeling tonight your wife will be choking the chicken.
Mmm. Yeah. So you know what else she'll be doing? Yeah, swallowing the stuffing.
Yeah.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Think about
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple extra emails. Subject, what you splurged on. And ironically enough, compared to our poll today, Ola Bacholas, this year I got to go to the North Notre Dame Ohio State National Championship game in Atlanta.
How much was that?
Four of us went. Originally, our tickets were $1,500 a piece. After the BS fees and as far up as you could get into the stadium. The Ticketmaster reseller never released the tickets. So after being on hold with customer service for an hour and a half, they got us tickets at no extra cost that were $3,500 before fees.
Jeez.
Bucket list experience, even though Notre Dame lost. Screw Ohio State and their fans. That from Tanner.
That's awesome for him.
That is great. That's so much money.
And the weird thing about that is that when I was 17, 18 years old, West Virginia played Notre Dame in the national championship game.
Yeah.
And you think Notre Dame, that's a long span for a team like Notre Dame to go without playing in a national championship, in my mind.
Yes.
I mean, from 1987, 88, all the way to last year.
Yeah.
It's a storied college. You know,
always do well. They just couldn't quite get over the hump.
More splurging.
And I still don't like them.
Steve, you might be able to do the math on this one.
Oh, no.
Gentlemen, your question, your biggest splurge. In 2023, I paid $1,600 to watch Metallica at Lumen for a couple nights. $1,600 for two people, both nights. I have two sons. I took one on each night. This was their first concert, and we all had a blast. Now, this year, I bought a Gibson custom-made to measure Blue Widow, where the binding flame on the wood and all the inlays are blue.
God damn, man. Good for you, dude.
Also, just bought a 2017 custom shop, modern double-cut Les Paul. Five custom and five standard models were made, 25 only each. Let's see here. Since Trump is turning the guitar aftermarket into a buyer's market, I paid $5,000 for the brand new Blue Widow when the MSRP was $10,000. Now, the 2017 is in mint condition from a collector. I paid $3,500. And that MSRP in 2017 was $4,000. That's the only positive thing I bought in a while.
Yeah, dude, you nailed it. And you know you did.
All right.
You know that you got your money. So, man, good on you, brother.
Couple more. What happened to my car? Or in my car? What up, bitches? A couple weeks ago, I was getting in my car at Safeway. I had you guys tuned into the radio, and it started playing, and my windows were down. There was a sweet little old lady getting into the car next to me. When the radio started playing again, it was Steve asking Miles, "You pooped yourself on a bus?" And Miles said it was contained in my cheeks. I got the most disgusting look from Grandma. It was kind of funny to see. Cheers, guys.
Oh, Grandma, she knows about pooping herself.
That from
Come her. On.
And one more.
Yeah, Grandma, stop lying.
Yeah.
Subject, oops, I pooped my pants.
Subject unexpected. Guys, catching up on your shows on the Odyssey app, you had a question about stuff that was not supposed to happen. Well, the other night, after your show was over, I went to the movies, and a guy had a seizure 2 minutes into the movie.
Oh, great.
Lights came up. They paused the movie. EMTs came in to help him. So after he did seem stable, he was taken out by the EMTs, and an employee gave everyone a ticket to a free movie. They started the movie over, and the rest of the evening was normal. Kind of a serendipitous to have something happen related to the question right after the show. But I'm glad everything seemed to be okay. Congrats, guys, on 20 years. I've been listening ever since moving to Washington in 2008. I do declare that from Justin in Utah.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head 7.5. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now, a lot of people thought I did this on my own, but I didn't. I actually got this list from MASH.com.
All right.
This would be a fun little one to do on your own, though.
Yeah.
Trying and ranking all McDonald's burgers.
I mean, if you're going to a place where you already like the food, like, don't mind if I do.
All right, Ted, I've got some strong opinions on this stuff.
There's 9 burgers on here, okay?
Okay.
What do you want to hear some of them, Miles? You want to fire off these opinions?
I just want to give you one opinion. One opinion on this.
All right.
All right. I know it's not the way that, other than White Castle, McDonald's is one of the few fast food places that uses dehydrated
onions.
Small onions.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But they're little onion pieces.
Yeah.
Now, to me, on McDonald's, those are the superior onion.
I agree.
And when you start getting in the onions that they put on the McRib or the Quarter Pounder, I just kind of would prefer that they put those just cheap ass in a bag with water, dehydrated onions, because to me, that's kind of part of the taste of McDonald's. So that's one of the reasons I really don't get the Quarter Pounder. I think it's a good hamburger.
You don't like the big onion.
I don't like the big onions on it.
All right.
I agree with that, 100%.
I also like, they said, look, we tried all the McDonald's burger menu items. And like they said, for the most part, you're only talking a separation of a topping or two, like that's saying.
Basically it, yeah.
And they said, look, minus the secret menu. All right?
Sure.
I know that's a huge thing right now. Everybody's got a secret menu item they like or whatever. I saw some guy on the internet the other day, went to Taco Bell and ordered something. And it was like, it was the biggest burrito I've ever seen in my life.
Really? But it's just some secret like code that he knows?
Yeah. I want to say, like, there's a few places. It's not hard to look them up. I think it just depends on who's working at that fast food establishment. But it seems like generally they're kind of like, yeah, sure, we'll mess with you. Mike, you're the most recent one in here to work at fast food. If people were like, hey, man, can you do this, something crazy, would you do it?
I mean, to a degree, I would. You know, there's always little modifications that people are going to make. So, yeah, if they act for it and it didn't. You know, they paid up if need be. Like, yeah, I didn't have a problem.
Was it a secret menu or did they mix it? Because I'm looking up, I just Googled McDonald's secret menu, all right? So they said, look, it's not an official secret menu, but they allow you to mix and match like the apple pie shake, the Big McChicken, where someone basically got a double burger, added a chicken breast to it. The All-American Burger, which basically is just the hamburger with nothing but pickles. Caramel applesauce sundae. So in other words, you get the sun.
That's why I think a lot of places, if you ask, they'll do it for you. But again, it depends on who's working. Like, look.
Oh, the surf and turf, dude. Would you get
a fish sandwich with a burger?
Yeah.
I would.
Maybe.
I would, yeah, but I'm a psycho.
And the thing is that it's kind of like ordering a specialty cocktail with a different bartender. It's like you can go up there and say the name of it, and they're not necessarily going to know what it is. But if you say, like, hey, could I get a McDouble with a McChicken on it? You might find somebody that night that'll
do
it.
Well, dude, look, I put it to you this way, right? Like, Maryland's famous for two soups, right? Maryland crab soup and cream of crab.
Get it.
Now, when I started, when I was going back home, back to Maryland a few years ago, I know, like 10 years ago, I noticed some places would have what they called a skipjack, which was half and half.
Although, also called Jersey style.
So I went to a place and I said, hey, can I have that? And the girl was just shook. She was like, we don't offer. It got to the point where, like, the chef,
just had to say, like,
the cook comes out and I go, hey, man, it's as simple as just a ladle of cream of crab. And a and he's like, oh, that's it? I'm like, yeah, you offer both soups. And he's like, yeah, obviously I could do that. And he kind of looked at the waitress like, what is your problem?
Yeah, why By the way, just a quick side note. Mike, you brought up a specialty cocktail. Back when my buddy Leon was alive, we're young enough where we ended up at a lot of college bars. We were not college students, but the chicks in particular would always order a drink, you know, the red-headed slut, the buttery nipple, all that kind of stuff.
Woo-woos.
And Leon's like, man, I'm convinced that if we walk up to a bartender and say anything, they're not going to ask how it's made. So he will walk around, go up to a bartender and be like, hey, man, can I get on two possum nipples? It's not a drink. Bartender's like, coming right up.
Yeah, we got you.
And we're pretty sure they just made one of those variations of the girly drinks.
Yeah.
Gave it to him, but they never questioned him. Every bar we went to.
There's one McDonald's I'll tell you about, Ted, where they will make you a Filet-O-Fish Big Mac.
Nice.
Which is, you know, the two fish patties instead of the beef.
Have you heard of the McGangbang? I'm not making this up.
That one's famous.
Is
it? Because that's because the because the double cheeseburger and the chicken were both always like $2.
It just, the name just surprised me at McDonald's.
So number one on their list of trying every and ranking every McDonald's burger, they go, the hamburger. Obviously, it's the underdog. You know, it's fine.
So they say that's the best?
Yeah, we're starting at the bottom.
Oh, we're starting at the bottom. Okay.
I like your style. Let's start with the best.
Well, you said number one, so I didn't know if you
did. I say number one?
Yeah.
My bad.
Lioness
number horror. Nine.
Number nine. Okay.
Number eight on the list, the deluxe quarter pounder with cheese. There is, as they say, there's a such thing as too many toppings. Deluxe quarter pounder with cheese takes its sauce way too far. If plain mayo is considered a sauce, that's it. The deluxe quarter pounder cheese is the only burger at McDonald's that comes with mayonnaise. The burger was a sloppy mess of mayonnaise. It was possible to eat without getting condiments all over my hand.
Okay, that's fair.
It's kind of just unique to realize that they don't use mayonnaise.
I like that it makes it deluxe.
Yeah, I know. Oh, mayonnaise? Yeah, it's deluxe, brother.
We well, that's like you a Taco more. Bell. It's like, you want it supreme? Like, yeah, we're going to add sour cream and tomatoes.
I'm fine with that.
Also, look, I'm pro mayonnaise on a burger.
Really? I'm not against it.
Me too.
It's fine.
All right. Next on the list, number seven, you have the bacon quarter pounder with cheese. They say this ranking may be an unpopular opinion considering bacon's cult-like following. And the quarter pounder is one of the meatier burgers McDonald's offers. They say the bacon, the guy said, for me, ill-advised addition to an otherwise okay burger.
Right.
The burger was, the bacon on my burger was dull without much smoky flavor. The people loving that meat.
Here's the thing with the quarter pounder. You know, I do enjoy a quarter pounder, and Steve, you're not going to like my answer for this, but the
not like you.
The lack of vegetation on a quarter pounder, especially a double quarter pounder, honestly, it's too much meat. And I say that so lightly.
No, but you're not wrong. There's a balance to a good hamburger.
There is.
You guys are gross.
I will say this, so like at Jack in the Box, I like the bacon ultimate cheeseburger, double cheeseburger.
Yeah.
It's just double cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. Like mayonnaise, ketchup, and mustard.
Some places offer like a just more, you know, like a mid-scale place will offer a half-pound burger.
Yeah.
I will not order it because in my mind it is too much.
I agree with that.
And it's just like you're biting through all the meat.
You're just mowing through so much.
You don't get
meat.
The rest of it.
No.
All right, Miles, you're going to fight this one. Midway through the list, the Big Mac.
Well,
they say the Big Mac might be the most iconic and symbolic of McDonald's sandwiches, but the burger fell pretty flat for me. You know, basically, and they're right. The burger patties are just the regular patty.
Yep.
But I do like the mac sauce, the shredded lettuce. It all comes together well.
Also, Big Mac is one of those things where sometimes it's just awesome, and sometimes it sucks. It's kind of like you two.
What do you think the what is the miss? Like, because McDonald's, one thing about McDonald's, very consistent.
Right. Okay. Dry burgers.
All right.
Just right. Not the assembly, too.
Sometimes the cheese is sliding off the pan. Like, you know.
And truthfully, like, you buy the Big Mac for the taste of a Big Mac.
Yeah.
But if I was just judging burger flavors, like, I could see the Big Mac being middle of the road.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, and Miles is right. And look, it's my own fault, right? You get a Big Mac at the drive-thru at midnight. It's not going to be the best Big Mac you ever had. All right, number five on the list. the cheeseburger.
Okay, that's my go-to.
I was hoping that would be higher.
I thought so, too. But yeah, they're saying, look, quick, cheap, accessible eats. I'm with you. That one just doesn't disappoint.
It doesn't disappoint, and I learned to... A lot of people will go in and be like, hey, can I get it without pickles? Just pull the pickle off yourself. When I was a child, my parents, they go out of the way to order my stuff without pickles.
Nice.
As I get older now, I understand it's all muscle memory when you're part of an assembly line. So I remember being at my grandparents. They came home with two cheeseburgers. There's a pickle in there. Now, I ate it, all right? And I remember my father saying, Steve, couldn't even taste the pickle. And I looked him in the eye and said, yes, I did. I said, but after that, so I was probably seven. And after that, I said, just order, because I didn't bother to check. So just order.
And I'm with you. As a kid, I hate the pickles on there. Yes. Now I love pickles on my burger. It's like a bonus. Ooh, got a pickle bite.
Yeah. If you're with me, you get extra
pickles. I get extra pickles.
This one's tough for me. Four on the list, double cheeseburger. As I said earlier, they said, look, the only difference between the double cheeseburger and the McDouble, because the McDouble is next, is literally a slice of American cheese.
Mm-hmm. One more cheese.
Which also,
one more slice.
Yeah.
But, and so you want less cheese, Miles. I want more cheese.
I think the double cheeseburger, it's just, back to Mike talking about too much meat, mm-hmm. It's too much cheese.
I don't believe in anything that has too much cheese. I think that's impossible.
That kind
so
of
I
cheese,
would get
yes.
the double cheeseburger, mm-hmm. but not the
that's
McDouble.
That's not cheese, though.
Correct. Look, I'll eat both of them, but I would prefer the double cheeseburger.
With
I want enough
cheese
that there's some cheese on the side of the wrapper.
I agree.
But I want a little
there's
cheese
something about
dripping
taking my
down
index
that burger.
Finger and running it through the wrapper and having this yellow goop that may or may not have ever seen the udder of a cow and placing it in my mouth.
But again, you know, look, I like American cheese and put it on a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But truthfully, and I think Thrill, you agree, if there's two places it belongs, it's like a smash, like a burger
yeah.
or a breakfast sandwich.
Sure.
You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely.
Let's see. So number two on the list, you get the quarter pounder with cheese.
Classic.
Just the standard.
Says they really seem to have the burger to bun ratio down with science with the quarter pounder. 4 ounce patty is a perfect amount of meat to offer with a fluffier sesame seed bun. That's something. The bun is different. McDonald's uses more premium burgers. This burger gives you what the double cheeseburger, does, but with seemingly higher quality aspects.
Mm.
Yeah. It's also got diced onions. The diced onions are out. You got sliced white onions. They say it gives it more of a fresh taste, even though, Miles, you prefer yep. the little dehydrated mm-hmm. ones. And then number one on their list, double quarter pounder with cheese.
Huh. Okay.
It needs the extra patty, huh?
That's, yeah. It's the only burger I tried from McDonald's. This is this guy's opinion that had me returning for a regular meal. Seems to get it all right. Burger to bun ratio. Topping balance and flavor. Has anybody in here had a double quarter pounder with cheese?
I have not.
I mean, I have back in the day. I did, right. And even then, dude, when at my heaviest, when I was just a glutton, it was just this is so much meat.
Oh, really?
It is a lot of hamburger meat. Yep. And look, no hate on anybody. You have
my wife said
you want,
the first time she opened my pants. That is a lot of meat and a lot of cheese.
Quarter pounder.
And it's one of the few times, as far as fast food restaurants, that I have felt that way. To be fair with you.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like had big burgers, but it's like, God, this is just so much meat.
Well, and I feel like, too, right, because, like, you know, we've gotten used to working, like, you know, downtown and fancy office space. I feel like for a lot of people, you're out doing construction, manual labor and stuff. Like, when you stop for lunch at fast food, you need to fill up.
You need power up.
I feel like that's where the double quarter pounder just thrives. You know what I mean? And he's right. Cost efficiency. Double quarter pounder with cheese is going to get you. You know what? Get one.
Attaboy.
Double quarter pounder with cheese.
Thank you, board of flight. We appreciate it. Shout of the Day is coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come up here. It's 5:08. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. There's an article detailing a little history of the jack-o'-lantern, and they weren't originally pumpkins.
I did know this.
Do you know what they originally were?
I do, and that's the only good use for them, turnips.
Correct.
Yeah.
How do you make a turnip into a jack-o'-lantern?
With skill, Miles.
Right, so carving other vegetables was a big deal. vegetation. And then for some reason in America, we really were like, we like the pumpkins.
It's bigger and it's probably easier than a turnip.
We want to eat the turnips.
No, see, we got that backwards. Like, eat the pumpkin, do whatever with it.
My neighbor, big into fish in the Grateful Dead.
Okay.
Nice. And he said, I got something you got to try. And I was like, all right. So I go over to his house. He's just got weed. But he's got a hollowed out cucumber. Have you guys ever smoked weed out of a cucumber?
You know what? Last week.
It is unbelievable.
It's refreshing.
It's refreshing.
It's unbelievable. The smoke is cold. It's clear.
No kidding.
It's really different.
Okay.
I've done different fruits. Never a cucumber. Not that that's a fruit. Technically, it is. It's got
seeds.
It
is a fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that counts. You prefaced it the correct way, though.
Yeah.
He's a big fish guy, loves the dead.
Smokes weed out of cucumber.
Right, he's sitting at home.
He's trying everything. Yeah, exactly. He's trying it all.
If it's an apparatus that he can make, he's done it. According to experts, walking is good for you, and walking backwards can actually add to the benefits.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
Yep.
I've heard that before.
I literally read this yesterday. Oh, crap. Was it Julianne Moore? One of these older actresses.
Is she considered old now?
Older.
Okay.
If you're old enough to play a mom in Hollywood, you're old, right?
Damn it.
But she was saying, and I believe it's her. It might be someone else. But she was saying, yeah, one of the things I do, man, is walk backwards. And I'm like, what are you talking about? But apparently, it kind of reinvigorates your brain.
That's exactly
what it is.
It's your reverse mechanism on your legs, but your brain has to think and work to get this, because it's not normal.
She literally said, do it uphill.
You ever seen an out-of-shape defensive back?
No.
Ah! Well, so their career's running backwards.
Yeah, you know what? That is a good point.
That is a really good position in football for a reason.
Yeah. I'm going to start walking backwards, Mike.
Attaboy.
Right out of this room.
Think I helped Michael Jackson. Does the moonwalk count?
I'm just being healthy.
And he's gone.
And he's gone.
And he
actually left. He just left.
More and more Asian hornet sightings are happening in Ireland.
Oh, leave the Irish alone.
Get out of here.
What are you doing here?
We don't want you.
Where about on Irish hornets?
It's too cold for you to be.
Back away. I've already got the fair skin.
Right, bug off.
We got enough to worry about here.
I saw one in the pub. Yeah, as big as a shillelagh.
That's right.
What's sake? Right.
The Irish just insult them until they leave.
What, you gonna sting with a little stinger, okay?
What you gonna do with that there, lad?
If it stings you, there's only one way to solve it. Whiskey.
Whiskey. Just part right on it. It's gonna feel good.
Burns. I'm going over there next year. If I get stung by a goddamn Asian hornet while I'm in Ireland, I'm going to be pissed.
Multicultural.
Let me ask you this. What makes you Asian? What part are you from?
What is your last name, mate?
Are you an Indian Asian or a Japanese Asian? Chinese? What are we doing?
That's pretty good. It's just some drunk guy talking to a hornet.
He's just having it out. Pull up a pint. Let's have a chalk.
He split the G.
Bottoms up, lad.
Good to have you.
Good to have you.
It's gone from hate to like, I love this bastard.
I know.
We're going to domesticate the harnet. We're going to make you a nice fella. Why does the world hate you so? We'll find out. Now he's Canadian.
To put your thinking caps on, boys, time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day.
It is a B word.
Bitch.
It is a verb, and I give you guys a
90%.
90%.
Big bitch.
That's not a verb.
It's an adjective.
It's an adjective, damn it.
Bigger bitch.
Big-breasted bitches.
90% success chant, a B word that is a verb. I'm sorry. No, it's an adjective. My bad. It is an adjective. I didn't change that part of my setup there. It's an adjective used to describe something that happens twice a year or something that happens every 2 years.
Bicentennial.
Biannual.
Biannual.
Bicentennial would be 210.
Yep.
Back to Palm Springs.
Really, yeah. Looking forward to bye week.
Go there twice a year.
200 years, you say now.
The second 100 were the fun ones.
Yeah.
That's right. Those were the good ones. A lot of potatoes. A new study found that a mother's voice can boost the language center development in preemie babies.
Oh, no kidding.
Hey there, Junior. You're going to be fine.
You ever met an Asian hornet, have you?
Well, yeah, that's why they tell the mom to talk to the belly, right?
Split the G there, lad.
Just look at you. Smaller than a pint. You're healthy, huh?
The preemie baby.
Jesus.
You showed up early. That's not the Irish way. You got to be a few minutes late. Jeez. More than 100 endangered hellbenders have recently been released into the wild in Ohio.
And what are hellbenders?
I looked this up. They're salamanders, basically.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know, Google. A hellbender?
Hellbender.
That's a hell of a name.
How do they help the environment? Do we know?
I don't know. But, okay. You know, they're always good for, like, curbing insects and whatnot. Like, reptiles and salamanders. I don't think that they count as reptiles. I think they're actually amphibians. But they
affect but the salamander, it's definitely it's a amphibian.
Right.
They're large. So
they're large.
People also ask, is a hellbender venomous? Although they are large and slimy, contrary to popular belief, hellbenders are not poisonous or venomous. In fact, they're quite harmless. They're just disgusting looking.
Right.
Is the hellbender the same as a mud puppy?
So no. Why do they call you a hellbender, lad?
Pull up a stool next to the hornet.
We're just going to talk to all the animals out here today. It's going to be fun. Fun fact, the brain possesses a, quote, dual navigation system for risky decisions and uncertainty.
What all right. There's just like both sides? Like, this is a bad idea.
Yeah, a couple of ways that we can go through it.
It is a bad idea, but do this.
Is it like, I don't know, going through that haunted house and like...
Yeah.
My brain
fight
is,
or flight, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, okay, here's the difference. We're in a controlled haunted house.
Yeah.
So it's quote unquote fight. If we were just walking through a house and that S actually happens, I'm out, bro.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
You're not walking in the house in the first place.
No. You can tell me it's a haunted house.
There's a damn demon on top of it.
I might walk in, but once one thing pops out of the wall, like, I'm out.
Right.
Guys, do your thing.
Later.
I still don't know how Phil and I got put up front of that.
Neither do I. You guys just went first.
Well, I realized I was up front, so I'm like, well, you can't be a bitch about it, man. I do not want to be the first. I'm like, all right, just go.
There's a lot behind you screaming like a banshee.
God damn it. I swore you were going to start taking swings, Ted.
I realized right, at one point I just had my fist up.
It is game four of the ALCS, and yet again, it's been my mission to educate us on knowing thine enemy, as it were, so I decided let's get a little bit into it.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
So this comes to us from unfocused.com.
Oh, perfect.
And it is 10 things you didn't know about Blue Jays from Unfocused. I'm hoping that they're not tonight.
Okay.
I'm hoping that they are unfocused tonight.
Yes, you hope they are unfocused.
So 10 fun facts about Blue Jays. You guys ready for
There's
this?
10 of them. Okay.
Got to learn all about the Blue Jay over here. Blue Jays are very vocal. And you'll know that because they take over Seattle and they won't shut the hell up.
You know what? I just say it. Credit to them. They must have spent a lot of money. There was, like, I get it during the regular season, but there was still a lot of Blue Jays fans.
They travel well. No, yeah. There's got to be just...
it's also the entire country.
Right. So there's a pocket of them up in Vancouver that just all rolled down there.
A ton of them. A few years ago, a guy walked by with his family, and I just went, Dad, are you guys... And he that's what he explained to me. He's like, look, it's our only team. He goes, I live in Vancouver.
Right.
So it's like, yep.
Hop the train, come on down, spend a day in Seattle. You know, it's nice down here, just as Vancouver's nice up there. So it's like... Let's make a weekend out of it.
Basically, the Blue Jays, essentially.
You can tell, by the way.
It's basically like their Olympic team.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you represent the country, but no pressure.
Right. If you're in Canada and you like baseball, you like the Blue Jays. They can live a long time. Good. In the wild, Blue Jays can live up to 7 years, and in captivity, they've been known to live for more than 20.
Damn.
They are mean.
They're mean as hell.
They're mean.
Screw Blue really Jays, mean. Man. Mean freaking birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. I don't know if they have the bees that crows do. Crows will attack anything. I've seen crows attack eagles. Crows don't care.
They're crazy smart,
but they
care.
Do it as a team.
Yes.
They're almost like killer whales, where it's like, look, we have a coordinated plan of attack. We'll take them out.
They'll chase falcons.
Yeah.
They'll chase anything. Blue Jays are lone predators.
Because they're crazy.
They don't pair up. It's like typically you see two birds.
Yeah.
They don't team it up. They don't do that. They're just hordes their entire lives. Yeah, they're single.
Almost kind of a raptor.
Yeah, basically.
I travel by myself. Goodbye.
Speaking of which, their migration habits are mysterious. Again, these are 10 fun facts, things that you might not have known about the Blue Jays. While some Blue Jays migrate south in the winter, others stay in the same area year-round. The reasons behind their migration patterns are still not fully understood because Canada's cold.
I'd say it might depend where they are. If there's a Blue Jay in Georgia, like, yeah, I don't fly south.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I'm here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Do you think that there are birds that they migrate south and all of a sudden they're like, why are we going back, man?
You would think there would be. You know, when I was a kid.
I'm in Arizona. I'm doing just fine.
They'd always talk about the ducks. And sure enough, you know, that time of the year, you'd always watch them fly over, right? Without question. And as a kid, I'm like, well, if you like the warm weather,
yeah,
why don't you stay in the place that you're going? You go through all that trouble to fly the hell back. And I lived in upstate New York at this point, and now they're headed north. I'm like, so you're definitely going to Canada. Guys, it's cold.
Right.
And I know you know this. Why are you going back?
Right. Why do you make two long-ass road trips all the frickin' time?
To be warm.
Right.
Like to stay in one
My
place.
Grandmother finally gave up. She's just moving to Arizona, and then she'll fly up here for the couple weeks that it's okay to be up here for her.
Exactly.
Right. Like, why are you making such a long damn trip twice a year?
I wonder if it's just like all dudes, and it's like their bachelor party. You know what I mean? Like, hey, honey, it's that time of the year again. Me and the boys are heading south.
Hey, look, if it wasn't...
Stay here and take care of the kids.
Yeah, yeah. If it wasn't for, like, jobs requiring you to work all year round, like, I wouldn't mind going to Arizona for a few months in the winter.
I mean, I feel like we keep talking about that. We do have offices down there in Arizona. We take a week off, head on down to the sun.
The boss just went down.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, it's going to be in the 80s.
Man. Oh, no.
Yeah, suck it.
He's not here. He can't hear this.
Yeah.
We're fine.
Not watching this on YouTube.
10 things you might not know about Blue Jays. They can eat almost anything.
Oh, yeah?
Blue Jays are omnivores with a very diverse diet ranging from insects and small vertebrates, to grains and nuts.
And Arby's steak nuggets.
Arby's steak nuggets?
Arby's steak nuggets.
That's right. So just know that they are just gobbling up them nuts.
I'm just thinking about me sitting there with this nice fresh order of steak nuggets from Arby's.
It's a Blue Jay.
I'm mine. Taking a couple.
Hey, you going to eat all those?
Yeah.
Mind sharing, friend?
Yeah. I saw Ted Smith. Yeah, what was he doing? It looked like he was choking a blue jay to death.
My Arby's!
Spit it out! I covered him in horsey sauce.
His friends started pecking him.
Yeah.
Yeah, the blue jay flies back to grab your horsey sauce. And goes, grabs the nuggets 5 minutes later. Takes
hey, can
the
I borrow
sauce.
Some of that? Thanks.
Yeah.
They're avid acorn collectors, so not only are they eating nuts, but they're hiding them, too.
Congratulations.
Great.
You collect acorns.
They haven't been anybody else has a tree.
They have a particular fondness for acorns. They love those nuts.
Apparently, the ones that we have around here are called scrub jays.
Scrub jays.
Damn. Those are the black heads. Yeah. So ours are scrub jays.
From I thought we California. Called those blackheads.
California scrub jays.
That just sounds
Because I brought
awful.
That up one day on the air, like, why are our blue jays black?
Yeah, they are.
Because someone
hey, listen, them. Brother.
They texted and said, hey, they're not Blue Jays.
Don't ask why.
Something else.
Oh, you got a problem with being up in your hood. Okay.
Miles is upset. I think a couple of them moved into his neighborhood.
Well, all the Blue Jays.
There goes the neighborhood.
All the Blue Jays on the East Coast have a white head.
Yeah.
All the ones out here have a black head.
That's kind of ironic. Right.
Is that a problem, Miles?
Pop it.
They got a fondness for acorns, making them one of the foremost natural propagators of oak trees. These birds collect acorns from oak trees and store them for winter in various locations. They're just burying nuts everywhere.
I wonder if squirrels ever steal from them.
Yeah.
This isn't the big thing for squirrels.
Sure, acorns, yeah.
Yeah.
They're eating them around my place, too. I'm walking my dog, and all of a sudden there's a ruckus going on, and just acorns are falling all over the doggone place. It's wild. It's the damnedest thing. Blue Jays have tight family bonds.
Good for them.
Known for their strong social structures and family bonds, unlike some bird species that are solitary or seasonal mates, blue jays form long-lasting pair bonds. These
you see
bonds
that,
are not
Miles?
Just for the breeding season. They extend throughout the year and possibly for life.
Yeah, breeding season's all year, homie. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm going to fly south and get a little bit more.
Fly south below your waist.
Yeah.
They use tools like trash cans.
Mm-hmm.
In captivity, blue jays have demonstrated the ability to use paper to help obtain food. This tool-using ability is a sign of their problem-solving skills and high intelligence.
How do they use
paper? Yeah, but it's not like they created the paper. We still got to create the paper.
They just, they write out, need food, anything else?
Or they sit on the corner and hold it up.
They read reviews?
Yeah.
Oh. That place does sound good.
Oh, that's nice.
Like I'll try their banh mi.
That's right. They point at the menu. That one, please.
I thought they set up a sign, like, on hard times.
Yeah, right.
A couple of nuts would do me good.
Out of work.
Out of work, Blue Jay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Need nuts.
And after 5 minutes, they changed that sign.
Got nuts.
Down on my luck, Scrub Jay, man. Hit a bad streak.
Oh, God.
They can shell Kirby's.
Things you might not know about Blue Jays.
Oh.
Pull them in the third, damn it. Screaming at the TV.
Not all Blue Jays are actually blue. They're a bunch of freaking liars. Despite their name, the blue color of a blue jay is not a pigment, but rather a result of light refraction. Due to the internal structure of their feathers, in essence, they're not blue themselves. They just appear that way.
But isn't that true of everything that has color?
Yeah.
The color you see is the one color that object cannot absorb, so it reflects it back. technically everything is any color other than the color you see it.
Yeah, true enough.
I mean, it's the whole thing. If something's red, it's like, that means it's not red. It means it's every other color, but for whatever reason, that cannot absorb red.
Exactly.
It reflects it back, yeah.
And then I will leave you with this last and final fun fact about the mighty, majestic, should-be-a-loser Blue Jay.
They mimic... Go down in game four.
They mimic the sounds of another bird, another Seattle-type of bird.
Do they really?
Doggone Hawks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Because we're better. That's why.
They can't just speak their own... Imagine if human beings did that, right? And everyone you met, you just imitated the voice.
Oh.
So you're like, hey, I'm Mike. Hey, Mike, I'm Steve.
I just assume you did that to your brother every time you saw him.
No, man.
I mean, I kind of do
I
it.
I wouldn't do that.
If people say, you know, you can't bring up Louisiana, you go, ah, ah, ah. I'm like, hey, dude.
Yeah, you know, we're Blue Jays, bro.
Blue Jays can mimic the calls of hawks as a strategy to scare away other birds, creating a safer environment for themselves. It's a clever survival tactic that showcases their intelligence.
When they start doing that, it scares away.
We should get him one of those shirts they sell. I'm a Seahawk, bitch.
Yeah. first pitch is in about a half hour, but a woman in Liverpool wanted to memorialize her late father, but might have overdone it just a little bit there.
What did she do, Mike?
Dial about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to see Drink Task and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today is a bit of a weird shot. So today we're going to toast 74-year-old Paul Daniel Freely, a.k.a. Ace Freely, original lead guitarist, occasional lead vocalist, and founding member of the band Kiss. I cannot believe that I'm about to say this. I became a Kiss fan when I was 7 or 8 years old. They got me into real music, as it were, rock music. It's been that way ever since. Ace Frehley passed away earlier today at the age of 74 in Morristown, New Jersey. Maybe you know, maybe you don't. He was preparing to go on tour a couple of weeks ago. Then he took a fall in his studio. I want to say it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. What we did not know is that when he took this fall, because they called it minor injuries, he ended up with a brain bleed. Then they put him on life support. He was brain dead. As far as we know, he'd been brain dead maybe 24 hours, but his family had to make the decision, essentially, to pull him off of life support, which is what they did. And Ace Frehley has ended up passing, I would just say, as a Kiss fan. He was easily my favorite member of the band.
Yeah, me too.
Without question. And the crazy thing, and I'm not making this up, Miles is wearing the Ace Frehley shirt. Basically, his image from Ace Frehley's solo album that came out in 78.
Yeah.
You're wearing it today. Ace Frehley passed today.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I basically take it personally, and I will leave it at that. So to Ace, man. Damn, I feel old. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, let's get a contestant on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.